and this is my last recording for Audio Week, day 7. And it's a bit of a rant, and it's a rant about Linda Sale and potentially Alexi Sale. Now, I don't know if you've been following Audio Week, but Audio Mo, the account that got it all going, and the person who uploaded a few minutes of very badly recorded Alexi Sale comedy from the Edinburgh Fringe was sent a rather nasty tweet from a person whose account name is Linda Sale. And the only two tweets that she's ever sent are, "This is illegal, take it down or I'll take legal proceedings." You get the idea. And AudioMo on their blog have actually said they have taken it down because it was so politely asked. But I just wanted to write an open letter really to Linda Sale and potentially to Alexi, because the Sale presumably is significant. And to say, well, look here, Alexi Sale is the self-described godfather of alternative comedy. And he, somebody in 2009 and 2010, was really advocating change of the libel laws. And in various articles for The Guardian, Telegraph, etc., he has been described as saying how dreadful it is that bloggers, etc., are bullied into taking things down by people because they're afraid of very expensive libel action and libel costs. So there's an edge of hypocrisy here, definitely by Linda Sale, potentially by Alexi if he knew about this takedown tweet. And I just like to say what a shame that is for somebody who is a self-proclaimed Marxist, who was publicly acknowledged his guilt at having taken money for Derry Lee adverts, and for whom a few minutes of badly recorded set, okay, yes, technically, it is illegal for the person to have made a recording of your comedy set. It's so nice to know, actually, that you've been back after 17 years away. And actually, I only knew you were back on the circuit, Alexi, because of this recording that was on Audio Week. And I never would have known about it. And I was thinking, oh, well, actually, he's back again. And that's really cool. Maybe I'll try and find out when he's touring near me. But now, as a result of Linda Sale's text tweet, I'm not. And in fact, I'm actually going to advocate people not go to see you, Alexi, because if you are in any way connected to this tweet, then it really shows how much of a change from being the alternative comedian, the punk rocker, the person who was campaigning against the establishment, how much of a change there is. Because really, what harm did a few minutes of a set really, really do you? What it potentially did, and what it could have done in my case, was actually raise people's awareness that you were back on the scene. And that would be a great thing to go and revisit my younger years and go and see you performing. Because I think you were a real firebrand, Alexi. But whoever Linda Sale is to you, if there's any way you can influence her, I would, because this is not the way to build a community in the 21st century. I know you are still active on the internet because of being a journalist, etc. You're well aware of the issues of the internet because you so well described the problems and the concerns of the internet age when you were campaigning for libel laws to be changed. So this is not something that should be new to you. It's not the way to build a community. And to be honest, it's a dreadful shame to end Audio Week on such a low. So Linda, if you're reading this, I suggest that what you do is maybe apologise publicly for the way in which you said it. You had every right to ask for somebody to take something down. But actually, see the longer view. What would have been nicer, what would have been ideal, would be Alexi to post an Audio Week boo of a few minutes long, just explaining why you didn't like the idea of this stuff being put up on the internet. And I think you'd have won a lot of friends and a lot of influence if you'd done that. And it's such a shame that actually what we have now is the stigma associated with the Alexi Sale name from this Linda Sale tweet. Because, well, there is no guarantee, there is no way of knowing what the connection is between you, apart from the fact that Sale is in the tweet ID. But it's not the right way to have gone about this. You have every right to ask for it to be taken down. The person shouldn't have maybe put it up. But wouldn't it be nice to be creative?